Blog Talk Radio.
And there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for Entertainment's Ball? You're going to listen to what all the dingbats did this weekend in the NFL, which is what they call not for long. But here we go. We're going to go into it. This is the one and the only place that you're going to listen to the NFL and the commentary of the NFL. You're never going to hear anywhere else. I don't have any agenda. I'm not selling yogurt. I am selling yogurt. But other than that, look, I talk about the stage. I talk about what's real. I'm going to tell you what's real, not what they want you to hear. What these homers are going to tell you, because they want you to call it into the show. They love the team. I don't care. I don't love anything. I love football. I love the NFL. Let's talk about it. All right? I love that theme song, by the way. Let's get going. Look, I have him number one in my power rankings. Bill Belichick made a deal with the devil because he's got a rookie quarterback from NC State. And they beat the Texans, who I thought was a pretty decent team. At least their their defense was a decent team. But the goddamn Patriots, they won 27-0. What the hell is going on over there in Houston? I don't know. Time to ring the crisis bell over there, right? You spent $1 billion on that dummy quarterback you got from where? From the Broncos, and he sucks. He played a couple of games in Denver, and that was clear what the hell was going on in Denver. They don't need a quarterback. They just had the defense. Ravens and the Jaguars. Somebody wake me up, because I fell asleep during this game. A typical drab here. Smitty telling everybody on Twitter how he's going to the Hall of Fame, and the dumbass that was covering him can't cover him, and blah, blah, blah. How many times do I got to listen to Steve Smith tell me that he's going to the Hall of Fame? Okay, great. Do you have to let everybody know? I think we already know that, you dingbat. Lions, Packers. Hey, Aaron Rodgers finally figured out that he's got himself Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson. Hello. Jordy Nelson. Every time he finally figured out he's got Jordy Nelson over there back. And look what happens. They scored 34 points. I don't know what in the hell happened to the Packers in the second half of that game. But Jesus, Green Bay. Look, they had half of their defense wasn't even playing. Maybe they just let up on the gas, so to speak. Kind of like what Carolina does in the second half of every football game they play. By the way, this special coffee is amazing. Here's one of my favorites. Okay, I covered this game yesterday, right? The Vikings and the Panthers. Go to my YouTube channel, because I break this particular game down play by play in the highlights. But let me just tell you right now, the Panthers are going to go maybe 9-7 this year. And it's because strength of schedule. Look, you played almost one of the easiest schedules there was last year. The NFC South sucks, so you ran through that. And now you got tough teams. You're playing tough teams. And Cam Newton is not a quarterback. He's no MVP. I don't care what you say, Chris Collinsworth. You're just a big dingbat as he is over there in Carolina. But look, Panthers, you're no good. You weren't good last year. You're not good this year. You got rid of Josh Gordon. You got no defense. Look, Cam Newton is Cam Newton, and he can't throw the ball against good teams. I don't know how many times I have to say that. You can throw all the stats and all the touchdowns and all the dabs and dancing that he's got. I don't care. He's not that good of a quarterback. On to the next one. Speaking of good quarterbacks, what in the Jesus hell happened to the Arizona Cardinals, the Buffalo Bills? Again, let me just point out to everybody, I will never go to Buffalo. I don't care if Roger Goodell brings his jet plane down over to LaGuardia to pick me up. I'm not going. Buffalo. How do they even still have a franchise? That's why. Send it over to Toronto. I'd rather go there. Someplace else. Anyways, non-game. Buccaneers and the Rams. This ended crazy. The Buccaneers. Hey, here's Gus, my statistician. Gus, hey, come here, Gus. Get over here, you dumbass. What have you been doing all weekend, huh? You been out drinking? Huh? You been hanging out with the girls, the ladies? Hey, I know you, Gus. Yeah, I see you. Yeah, okay. Anyways, Buccaneers, you blew it at the end of the game. You got Jameis Crablegs, Winston. You're not a dumbass. Steelers, oh, Lord. But hey, let's give it up for the Eagles. Without this new quarterback they got from, I don't know, University of Nowhere up in Nowhereville, he looks like he's an amazing quarterback who's been playing in the league about 10 years. And that's it. Steelers, I thought you were good. The Eagles, they're better. And you got your ass beat, and now they own Pennsylvania. So there it is. Colts and the Chargers. I don't know. I saw on Twitter yesterday the Colts were like, hey, we won. And I think to myself, I don't know if that's good for the Colts or that's bad for the Colts that you barely beat the Chargers. Because I don't even know who plays on the Chargers, to be honest with you. They're so horrible. And they, you know, they're down there in Tijuana for crying out loud. Chargers. Are they still in the NFL? The Redskins and the Giants. I can't stand the Mannings, okay? But anyways, and I'm happy that they lost. That Kirk Cousins, by the way, had better passer rating last year than you won MVP Pam Newton. And that might be his new name, Pam. Pam Newton. Hey, I like the sound of that. Anyways, he had a better passer rating than Cam Newton, or should I say Pam Newton. And Kirk Cousins is leading the league right now, I think, in passing yards. He's got about 900. He got himself that one-year contract for $20 million. He's really trying to blow it up. Hey, but he did against the Giants, and he won. Way to go for you, Kirk Cousins. We might even give you a little theme song for that one. I mean, down, 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 down. Kirk Cousins, everybody. Yay, okay. All right, we got to stop this. Where we at? Come on, gosh. Hey, Gracie. My producer, I got to throw these up on the screen. Where are you at? The Browns and the Dolphins. The Browns and the Dolphins. There's another one. Went into overtime. The Dolphins won. You barely beat the Browns, who are in Ohio, which, you know, I'm sorry. And for anybody who's listening in Ohio and you're not from the state of Ohio, you weren't born in the state of Ohio. But everybody who's living there knows what the hell I'm talking about. That everybody who you know that lives in or out of the state of Ohio, that was born and raised in the state of Ohio, is just a little bit crazy. Okay? And I mean batshit fucking crazy if you're from Ohio. Sorry, Ohio, but you're all crazy. Let's see. Well, we got Broncos, Bengals. Yeah, look. I said, not a snoozer, but, you know, the kid from Northwestern, I heard this, what's his name? Seaman, somebody rather. But anyways, I heard that when they were playing the Panthers. Oh, the Panthers, we're going to kill him. He was a seventh round draft pick out of Northwestern. Yeah, well, he just threw for 4 touchdowns yesterday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Another Ohio team. You're all crazy down there. Raiders, Titans, the Raiders. Oh, the lovely Raiders. Look, they don't turn the ball over. They scored 17 points. They probably should have scored more against the Titans. I don't know what the hell's going on over there. But yeah, it's 17-10 over the Titans. I mean, it's in the boring game. Who cares about the Titans? I said this last week about Nashville. The only thing about Nashville that's good, the broads that hang out downtown, they're all looking to be discovered, right? You know what they do when they want to be discovered. But anyways, moving on to the 49ers and the Seahawks. I mean, I'm sorry, Chip Kelly, but it's going to be a long year for Chip Kelly and the 49ers. Something happened to Russell Wilson yesterday. I don't know what the hell happened. Why you would play him against the 49ers in the third or fourth quarter after you're up, you know, they won 37-18. What the hell? Why would you put Russell Wilson in there? Oh, because he needs to practice? He didn't need to practice in Wisconsin. For that matter, he didn't need to practice at NC State. Wherever the hell he went to college. Whomever is taking responsibility for Russell Wilson, don't play him like that, you dumbass. Jets and the Chiefs. J-E-T-S. Shucks, shucks, shucks. The Chiefs finally woke up and figured out who in the hell they are. And by the way, have I ever told you about that Kansas City Chiefs? I love Arrowhead Stadium, okay? You got this big, tall, round bowl. It's loud as hell. And you better wear a Chiefs jersey. I saw a guy, the opponent one time, getting his ass kicked out in the parking lot. I mean, banging it up against the car door. Bravo to the... you want to go there. I've gone to Carolina. I have gone to the Arrowhead Stadium with zero money and didn't have a beer, didn't have a bratwurst, and I ate like a king, and I drank beers, and I laughed. As long as you go out there and you're friendly to the people and you're wearing the jerseys, and you're like, hey, what's going on? Who's going to win today? I tell you who's going to win today. The goddamn Chiefs. Hey, and then all of a sudden you got a bratwurst in your hand. You're drinking a beer. You got your new best friend. So God love the Chiefs. You know, old school AFL. There you go. Did St. Louis have a week off? What the hell? Are we already in the bye weeks? Jesus Christ. Anyways, Bears, Cowboys, that was a snoozer. Literally, I watched that game last night. I get it there, Gracie. Thank you. I watched this game last night. I had to turn it off. It was so boring. But Jay Cutler, you're a dingbat. You're a dummy. The Bears signed away their lives when they put you into a contract with guaranteed money. It's the worst thing they've ever done in their lives, and they hate it, and they hate you. You have ran more people out of Chicago that were good athletes. I get it, Gracie. I hear you. Jay Cutler, you suck. And that's the way it is there. Hey, tonight, Monday Night Football, you got the Falcons and the Saints. This is NFC. Let's see what we got over here. NFC South. We'll see, because the Panthers, who think, oh, everything's going to be okay, everything's going to be fine, everything isn't going to be fine. We'll see what these two teams are made of tonight. I think I'm going to go with the Falcons. I think they're a little bit more solid. I think that the Saints spent way too much money on their dingbat quarterback, and they have nobody left to play him. So that's it. Anthony Edge Sports, that's me for the week, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Check it out next week. Catch me on the Twitter. Catch me on the Facebook and wherever else I am. I don't know. The Google Plus, maybe. Hey, see you later. Shut the fuck up.